Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of fire. Yeah.
Jehovah, he has done marvelous things in our life. The
God who never seeks to amaze us. Jesus, we are here tonight.
Thank you.
time. Come on, do it from your heart. Yes.
With a prayer in our souls, let your presence heal and make us whole. Deep inside, we desire to hear from only you. For what you speak always comes true. You never lie. All your promises are yes and amen. So today, fulfill your purpose, Lord. Fulfill your plan. Let us not be in the way of what you do. Take your liberty and freedom to move. Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, come.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, come.
Have your way. We bless your name. give you praise.
We worship you.
We worship you.
Exalt you.
Exalt you.
Exalt you.
Exalt you.
Adore you.
Adore you.
We lift you up.
We lift you up.
We bless your name.
We bless your name.
We honor you.
We honor you.
And give you praise.
And give you
we
praise.
Worship you.
We worship you.
Exalt.
Exalt you,
adore you,
adore you,
we lift you up,
we lift you up,
we bless your name. Shame is under. come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what this heart longs for, to be overcome by your presence.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his holy name. We worship him in the beauty of his holiness. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Echo Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, breathe upon us this morning. Release your breath in this atmosphere in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, release your breath in us. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in this service in the name of Jesus. the living God. We surrender to you. Holy Spirit, I come to you. I choose to walk in obedience and faith, as these are your requirements for receiving your abiding presence. You flow freely when I live in love and unity with others, and when I seek to build others up. I choose to be diligent to maintain the unity of the Spirit in a bond of peace. I will let filling and anointing Holy Spirit, I come to you. Holy Spirit, come. You drew me unto salvation. You grant me intimacy with God. You make me a temple of God. Holy Spirit, I seek all your works in my life. Please indwell me, fill me, flow out from me, and pour yourself out upon me. I consciously welcome you into my heart at the point of my salvation. I was baptized by you at the point of time I yielded my outer faculties from self-control to your control and asked for and sought your inquiring. You renew me each and every morning. Your daily filling requires a constant yielding of my heart and soul to you, which I choose to do. I desire for you to flow out through me, empower me from within. I desire that you be poured out upon me through your various workings. You give me victory over sin as well as victory over sickness, disease, and the devil. Truly, your power sets the captives free. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, I will not grieve you. I will not grieve you through my word, through grumbling, careless words, idle words, angry words, or unbelieving words. This causes you to fight against me and opens the door in me, as well as fear, deception, enticement, and false rumors. I will only love and speak words edifying for the need of the moment. I choose to believe in your inworking power in my life. I will not speak against you or disregard you. I will play anointed music to provide an inviting resting place for you to dwell. I abide in you and you abide in me. I'm careful to walk in unity with others in the body of Christ as you flow where there is unity. Holy Spirit, I will not grieve you. Holy Spirit, I see you. You are the dove that rested upon Jesus. You are the wind that blows. You are the breath of life within me. You are the river that flows out through my heart. You are the fire of God that rests upon my head and that purifies me. You are the light that shines in my mind, anointing my reasoning. You are the oil of blessing that is poured out upon me. You are the cloud of glory that descends from heaven. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that I can see you. Holy Spirit, you show me things. You disclose the Father to me as I listen to your voice and live tuned to your thoughts, pictures, and emotions. You grant me visions of heaven and draw me into dialogue with angels. You grant me dreams and the ability to interpret them. When I ask you to show me things, your picture lights up the eyes of my heart, and I find myself seeing those things you have chosen to reveal to me. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the effortlessness to which your revelation comes to me. Holy Spirit, come. Give me your thoughts. I will let you illuminate my mind with revelation through spontaneous thoughts. I will tune away from my own calculated reasoning, fixing my eyes upon you and tuned to your indwelling flowing river. I sense your words as spontaneous thoughts which light upon my heart and my mind as I am in your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that I can hear from you. Holy Spirit, tell me what's on the heart of God. You encourage me to hear the voice of the Father. He reveals the depth of his wisdom to you, and you just speak it into my spirit by you. Holy Spirit, I pray continuously for a flow of divine revelation from you. Holy Spirit, you make me wise and understanding. You grant me words of wisdom and knowledge. Holy Spirit, fill me with your will, wisdom, and understanding. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, I feel you. I feel your presence, your likeness, your peace when I am in your will. I sense unrest when I am not in step with you. Holy Spirit, I desire to follow the leading of your peace. Holy Spirit, let me always feel you. Holy Spirit, you release within me God's emotions. I rejoice in you, Holy Spirit, and you comfort me. Fill my heart with joyful melodies, singing and laughter. You give me a reverence towards God and hatred towards the things he hates. You give me God's compassion towards the lost and the hurting. You give me an inner desire to obey God's law. Your presence within me is the down payment of what I shall experience in heaven. Holy Spirit, let me feel God's emotions. Holy Spirit, you guide me. You give me knowledge so I know the future. You tell me what to do. You direct my steps. You warn me of wrong paths and dangers ahead. Holy Spirit, lead me, I pray. Holy Spirit, you anoint my tongue. Give me the words to speak when I stand before kings all the time, especially in difficult situations. Grant me the ability to prophesy, to speak and sing in tongues, and to speak with a power and boldness that comes directly from you. When I pray in tongues, my spirit is speaking with God, and my mind is out of the way. Holy Spirit, anoint my tongue. Holy Spirit, you anoint my mind. When you anoint my mind, I have the mind of Christ. So I worship in spirit and put no covenants in the flesh. You anoint me with a divine flow of thoughts as I yield my mind to you. You anoint my reasoning, allowing me to reason along with Almighty God. I choose to yield my mental faculties to you, Holy Spirit, and allow the flow of your thoughts and pictures to guide my reasoning process rather than me guiding my reasoning process. For apart from you, I am nothing. But with you, I shall meditate in my heart. Holy Spirit, come. Anoint my mind. Holy Spirit, you anoint my heart. You stir up my heart and impress me to do things. You bring things to my remembrance. You lead me each step I take. Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit, and anoint my heart. Holy Spirit, you anoint my hands. You anoint my hands with your power to heal the sick and to cast out demons. You anoint my hands with skill in all kinds of craftsmanship. When I yield my hands to you and ask to receive your flow and your anointing, I am amazed at what my hands can do. I can feel your power and heat, energy, and tingling in my hands. You, Holy Spirit, come. Anoint my hands. Holy Spirit, you make me creative. You gift me with divine creativity. You make all my words life-giving. Holy Spirit, I yield to your creativity. Holy Spirit, you release your personality to me. You radiate your attributes to flow through my heart. There is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. As long as I live tuned to you, Holy Spirit, I come. Holy Spirit, you release in me the power to be holy. I'm not adequate in myself. My only adequacy is through the working of the Holy Spirit. You make me strong. I am confident of your power within me rather than my own strength. I realize my whole life comes as a result of your working. When I'm weak, I ask you to meet me, and you do, transforming me from weakness to strength. I put my confidence in you, Holy Spirit, and not in myself. I keep my attention fixed on you, Holy Spirit, and your life in, through, and upon me. I worship in spirit and put no confidence in the flesh. You cut evil, weakness, and pain out of my heart and give me a new heart and a new spirit. Holy Spirit, be the Holy One within me. Holy Spirit, you release the power of God to me. You make me bold, powerful, just, and courageous. You cause me to act with your power and authority. You manifest yourself through the gift of faith, gifts of healing, the ability to do creative miracles, and to discern the presence of evil spirits and to cast them out. As your power is displayed, your kingdom comes forth in that place. I expect to walk in your supernatural power and gifts. Holy Spirit, empower me, I pray. Holy Spirit, let your words flow through me in anointing preaching. I tune to your flow as I prepare and as I preach and teach. I speak that which you are speaking, not my own words. When I do this, what I say is authenticated by your divine power. Holy Spirit, come and anoint my words. Holy Spirit, come authenticate this preaching with your power. You do not want my preaching to be in word only, but a demonstration of your power. You authenticate the preaching of your words with signs and wonders, such as casting out demons, healing the sick, free those who are oppressed of the devil. I do these miracles by hearing what you are saying and then stepping out in faith and acting in obedience to your words. Holy Spirit, come. Authenticate the release of your words. Holy Spirit, you sanctify me for life work. You commission me, watch over my life mission, and guide and empower me to complete my life destiny. You bless me and my descendants. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, you take me away. You carry me to places and show me things. You grant me access before the throne of the Father. You let me see the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. And these that are great distance from where I live. You are not bound by time and space. And when I am in you, neither am I. I choose to live, sing, hearing, and sensing you. Holy Spirit, you are my life. Your ways are better than mine. Your thoughts are better than my thoughts. Your wisdom is better than my wisdom. Your power is greater than mine. Thus I say, come, Holy Spirit. Again I say, come, Holy Ghost. Come, Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on us. Holy Spirit, we honor you and bless you on this day and every single day of our lives. We honor you during the season of your awesome and mighty move in our lives. And over this I Am That I Am prayer, Tabernacle Ministries, for you are here to glorify Jesus and to do the will of Almighty God. May God's perfect will be done during this early morning devotion. Perfect all that concerns our lives. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to release your love. Release your anointing, release your power in the name of Jesus. During this time, we pray for your tangible presence to set you with the airways and our hearts. Release your glory in the morning. Permeate the atmosphere. Let everyone that is listening or that will listen experience a life-changing encounter with you, that the name of Jesus Christ will be glorified. anoint us with the Holy Ghost and power and overshadow us. Let the Spirit of Almighty God descend upon us as a dove and lightning and lead us into God's holy paths and ancient paths of truth and righteousness. Let your morning dew descend upon us and bring fresh holy manna from God's holy throne room. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Spirit, we love you. Lead us and guide us into all truth. Holy Ghost, anoint us out of prayers, praise, worship, devotion. We rededicate this altar of prayers to you. Let it be cleansed with the blood of Jesus and purified with the Holy Ghost fire. Let this altar of prayer be a global altar of prayers for every tongue, nation, tribe, and kindred. We magnify the Almighty God. We pray, Lord, for signs and wonders, but most importantly, for a most intimate relationship with our Father in heaven through Jesus Christ. We thank you for opening the heavens. We thank you that your holy angels are now ascending and descending from and through your holy throne room, enforcing your biddings in our lives. We bless you and we thank you, Holy Ghost, Spirit of the living God. Move in our lives. Once again, we surrender to you in the name of Jesus. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Once again, I greet you in the name of the Father, the Son, and his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I am a false Marco Boyer from my end, and I am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Once again, we welcome you to our praise, worship, and prayer early morning devotion. Let us continue in prayer. Our Father and our God, we praise and we thank you for your word says in everything give thanks, for it is the will of God. And concerning us, we exalt you, our King and our God. We thank you for your manifold goodness and mercy. Thank you for your sustaining grace. Thank you for you are always faithful. Thanks for loving us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus, so our relationship with you can be restored and reconciled. Jesus, we thank you for sending the Holy Spirit who is teaching, leading, and guiding us into all truth. Thank you for glorifying the name of Jesus. We welcome you and we love you. Teach us how to glorify the name of Jesus. Take complete control of this devotion and every single detail of our lives. Father, we come tonight through the grace and we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of all our sins. O Father, we repent of all our sins. We are truly sorry for what we have done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus over the airways, disciples, station networks. Over this radio service, we soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus Christ. Let the blood of Jesus perfect all that concerns our lives. We claim all the unlimited benefits that is in the blood of Jesus. We invoke your covenant in the blood of Jesus and activate the resurrection power in Jesus' blood in every area of our lives and in this devotion. Let the blood of Jesus do better things than the blood of Abel. Father, we thank you. We bless you. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, according to Ephesians 6:10-18. Thank you, Lord, that you are a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, according to Zechariah 2:5. Thank you for your holy angels ministering to us, protecting us, and enforcing your biddings in our lives. We thank you for open heavens. May your glory be revealed in the most spectacular and miraculous way in the name of Jesus. We bless you for souls being saved. We thank you for healing. We thank you, Lord, for the deliverance in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. We praise you. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, the preeminence. Release your holy fire. Connect our hearts to the heart of God. Let your glory fall, Holy Ghost. Let your glory fall, Holy Ghost, upon each and every one of us, O God. You are the glory, and you are the lifter of our hands. And so, Holy Spirit, we bless your name. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Hallelujah. Empty us of ourselves. Fill us up, Holy Ghost. Fill us up with the Spirit of the living God. Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us. Holy Spirit, our comforter. Holy Spirit, our friend. Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, we need you. We need you, Holy Spirit. Your word says in Acts 4:21, but I'll start, hallelujah, with 29. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto us thy servants that we all, that with boldness, that we will speak thy word with boldness, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Fill us up, that we will the word of God with boldness. Holy Spirit, we surrender to you, our comforter, our teacher, our guide. Move in every area. Let there be light. Let there be light, Holy Ghost. We surrender to you, Spirit of the living God. We worship you, Holy Spirit. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen, and amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is a man of one wife, a man of integrity, from the northern part of Nigeria, who has a lot of awards, both far and wide, This person is a husband, a teacher, a pastor, a father. He lived daily to express whom God is to him and to his generation. Please put your hands together for my brother, your brother, the host of this program, with a standing ovation, ladies and gentlemen, and with a misbehaving ovation. Let me welcome my brother, your brother, my mentor, your mentor, in the presence of I.B. Taylor!
Thank you. join us. Conference muted. Hallelujah. How many of us desire the presence of God in our lives? Let me see your hands. Come on, wave to Jesus. Wave to Jesus. You want the glory of God to descend on your life? Wave to Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we ask that as we worship you, you descend and give us your power.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. To those of you that's just joining us this morning, we welcome you in the name of Jesus. We've been on since 4:30, praying, worshiping the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Hallelujah. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. Now we're going to pray. This morning, we're going to continue in prayers. We've been talking about the Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? Spirit of the living God, I surrender to you this morning. Let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross. All of you and none of me, let your anointing fall, oh God. Let your power fall. Let me preach in the words of the Holy Spirit, not in my words, not in human words, not in human wisdom, but wisdom from the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, as I teach, I pray that this word will be rooted and produce fruit, that our prayers will be answered in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. In Jesus' name, amen. Who is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of grace and empowerment upon the Christian, upon all of us, God's kingdom, sons and daughters. It is the Spirit of light and life, which indwells in every believer. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit sent from God to every believer to live in us and convict and bear witness of God in us. The power and presence of the Holy Spirit cannot be underestimated in the lives of every believer. The Holy Spirit empower us and breathe us into God. We possess the fruits of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, kindness. These fruits are developed in us as we abide in the Word of God, as we abide in the Spirit of God. It is through the Holy Spirit that we have access to all the spiritual promises of God. It is through the power of the Holy Spirit everything was made. The Holy Spirit is also the third person in Trinity. Hallelujah. When we are to trace the coming of the Holy Spirit, when we look in the book of Acts, Acts 2:1-4, when Jesus was about to be to heaven after his resurrection, he ordered the apostles to wait for the coming of the promise, one which is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit coming upon the apostles and his presence in their lives gave them boldness to witness. Hallelujah. Likewise, we also as Christian, it is only by the Holy Ghost we can please God, not by relying on our human efforts. The presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives is something to be appreciated and valued. In all areas of our life, we must never be involved in any act that can grieve the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our lifeline. He leads us, he guides us into all truth. What's the works of the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit teaches and leads. Romans 8:14, for all who are led by the Amen of God are children. All who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. Hallelujah. One important work of the Holy Spirit in the believer is to teach and lead us in everything we do. To teach and lead us in all our ways. To teach and lead us to do the right things. To teach us to live a life that is pleasing to God. The Holy Spirit lead us by teaching us the right steps to take. Hallelujah. Spiritual gifts. 1 Corinthians 12:7. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. The Holy Ghost is our only source of edifying spiritual gifts. As children of God, we all are entitled to one or more spiritual gifts, and this is made available to us through the Holy Spirit. It is by the spiritual gift in us we can edify ourselves and the body of Christ. The Holy Spirit strengthens our weaknesses, Romans 8:26. And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. For example, we didn't know what God wants us to pray for. But the Holy Spirit prays for us with a groaning that cannot be expressed in words. One great work of the Holy Spirit in our lives to strengthen us in every area of our shortcomings. The Holy Ghost in us gave us the strength and power to do all things. Hallelujah. We do all things through the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. He strengthens us. When we are weak, he is strong. Hallelujah. We thank God for the working of the Holy Ghost in us. The Holy Spirit dwells and fills us. The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. Just as God raised Jesus from the dead, he will give life to your mortal bodies by the same Spirit living within you. The Holy Spirit lives in us as children of God. It is by the living of the Holy Spirit in us that our inner man is being energized and quickened to follow Jesus Christ and to do the will of Almighty God. The Holy Spirit fills us with the power of God and ensures the continuous empowerment of our spirit being carried out all the mandates of Almighty God. The Holy Spirit, spiritual fruits. Galatians 5:22. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Galatians 5:23. There is no law against these things. No one can bear spiritual fruits of patience, joy, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control without the Holy Spirit. It is called the fruits of the Spirit, meaning it can be planted and grown in us by the help of the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that makes us bear fruits, edifying the body of Christ. The Holy Spirit, seal of ownership. Ephesians 1:6, for the praise and glory of his grace, wherein he have made us accepted in the beloved. The Holy Ghost is a powerful assurance that we belong to God. The work of the Holy Spirit is confirmed. The existing relationship between us as a child and God as our Father. The presence of the Holy Spirit in us is a stamp of approval that we are the children of God. The Holy Spirit leads us. He guides us. He teaches us. Hallelujah. He leads us into all truth. Hallelujah. Oh, he guides us. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. You look in Genesis 1, 2. The Spirit, the life was dark. The earth was void. The earth was without form, and the Spirit, which is the Holy Ghost, moved upon the face of the waters of the earth and said, let there be light. And there was light. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is very, very important in the life of the believer in our lives. Hallelujah. He is the active member of the Godhead. He is the governor of the church and the very power of God in the individual believer's life today. Without the Holy Spirit, no one can be saved. No one can live holy. And no Christian will be filled with the power of God without the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that communicates the presence of God in the believer and in the gathering of the saints today. Without him, we will never know the glory of God. Thus, it is also the Holy Spirit that enables the believers, enables us to endure temptation no matter how tough it is. He is the reason why some Christians at gunpoint never deny Christ. He is why believers sigh and waiting to be beheaded will not turn their back on the Lord. It is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. There's so many Christian martyrs. Hallelujah. We can even look at Stephen. He was filled even when he was being stoned to death. What made him bold? What made him courageous? What opened his eyes? Is the Holy Spirit to see Jesus. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit, he's everything to us, our comforter, our intercessor. We don't know how to pray. We pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah. And when you pray in the Spirit, your prayers are perfected. The Holy Spirit is our comforter, our intercessor, our strengthener, our helper, our life giver, our healer, our guide, our teacher. Hallelujah. How are we going to pray this morning in the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. I'm going to pray 23 blessed Holy Spirit prayer points. Let us pray. John, 1 John 4:13. This is how we know we live in him and he in us. He has given how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit. 1 John 4:13. Let us pray. Father, we pray and thank the Lord for the blessed gift of the Holy Spirit that he has given us and he has given to the body of Christ. Let us begin to pray. Lord, we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus that you have given us, O God. The gift of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for giving the body of Christ the gift of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for giving us the gift of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for giving me the gift of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for giving us the gift of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Pray and say, blessed Holy Spirit, filling me with heaven and all its fullness in Jesus' name. John 1:16 says, and of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. Blessed Holy Spirit, thank you for filling us with heaven and its fullness in the name of Jesus. Blessed Holy Spirit, thank you for filling me with heaven and all its fullness in Jesus' name. Blessed Holy Spirit, thank you for filling us with heaven and its fullness in Jesus' name. Amen. Pray and say, Holy Spirit, please pray wherever you are. Holy Spirit, open my eyes to see Jesus in his glory, majesty, magnificence, and power in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, open my eyes to see Jesus in his glory, to see Jesus in his majesty, to see Jesus magnificent in and power. In Jesus' name, open my eyes, my spiritual eyes. name of Jesus. The Bible says in Isaiah 6:1, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up, and his train, Isaiah 6:1. Pray and say, oh, blessed Holy Spirit, open my spirit up to the love of God, so that I may understand God's love for humanity in its fullness. Ephesians 3:19 says, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that we might be filled with the fullness of God. Holy Spirit, open my spirit up to the love of God, so that I may understand God's love for humanity in its fullness. Open my spirit up to the love of God, so that I may understand God's love for humanity in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, teach me how to love as God loves us. Holy Spirit, teach me all about the love of God, to walk in his love. Oh, open my spirit up to the love of God, so that I can understand God's love for humanity. Prayer point number 5, Holy Spirit, blessed Holy Spirit, open the eyes of my spirit to know the Lord and the power in his word, the Holy Scriptures, in Jesus' name. Blessed Holy Spirit, please open the eyes of my spirit to know the Lord and the power in his word, the Holy Scriptures, in Jesus' name. Blessed Holy Spirit, please open the eyes of my spirit to know the Lord and the power in his word, the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Matthew 22:29, Jesus answers there unto them, ye do err not knowing the scripture, nor the power of God. Hallelujah. So we pray that the Holy Spirit will open our eyes to know the Lord and the power in his word, the Holy Scriptures, in Jesus' name. Pray, oh Holy Spirit, the prayer point number 6, breathe on me fresh breath from heaven to quicken my understanding in the knowledge of God and his power. Oh Holy Spirit, breathe on me fresh breath from heaven to quicken my understanding in the knowledge of God and of his power, in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, breathe on me fresh breath from heaven to quicken my understanding in the knowledge of God and his power, in Jesus' name. Job 37:10 says, by the breath of God, frost is given, and by the breath of waters, by the breath of God, frost is given, and the breath of waters is written. Oh, Holy Ghost, breathe on me fresh breath from heaven to quicken my understanding in the knowledge of God and his power, in the name of Jesus. Prayer point number 7. Oh, Holy Spirit, bring me into vision and revelations of glory and of God, just like you did for the Apostle Paul, in Jesus' name. Oh, Holy Spirit, bring me into vision and revelations of glory and of God, just like you did for the Apostle Saul. Holy Spirit, Apostle Paul, oh, Holy Spirit, bring me into vision and revelations of glory and of God, just like you did for Apostle Paul, in Jesus' name. Second Corinthians 12:1, it is not expedient for me doubtless the glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. Prayer point number 8. Oh, Holy Spirit, fill me with the love of faith and lust. Fill me with the love of Christ for the unsaved and lost, in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, fill me with the love of Christ for the unsaved and lost, in Jesus' name. Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man has come to seek out and to save that which was lost. Luke 19:10. Prayer point number 9 says, oh, blessed Holy Spirit, fill me also with compassion of Christ for the sick, infirm, oppressed, and diseased in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Holy Spirit, give me your compassion. Hallelujah. The compassion of Christ. Hallelujah. For the sick, for those that are oppressed and those that are going through different trials and tribulations. Lord, Holy Spirit, fill me with the compassion of Christ in Jesus' name. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. Matthew 14:14. Hallelujah. Now prayer point number 10. Holy Spirit, breathe on me. Make my spiritual life whole again. Holy Spirit, breathe on me. Make my spiritual life whole again, Holy Ghost. Breathe on me, Holy Spirit. Release your breath upon me. Holy Spirit, make my life whole again. Psalm 104, verse 30. Thou sendest forth thy spirit. They are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth. Oh, Holy Spirit, renew my face, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, renew my face, Holy Spirit. Breathe on me. Make my spiritual life whole again in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer number 11. Oh, Holy Spirit, renew my strength, commitment, love, and devotion for the Master in Jesus' name. Oh, Holy Spirit, renew my strength, commitment, and love, and devotion for the Master in Jesus' name. Oh, Holy Spirit, renew my strength, commitment, love, and devotion for the Master in the name of Jesus. Psalm 85, verse 6. Will thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Lord, revive me again, that I may rejoice in you. Lord, revive the body of Christ again, that day the body of Christ may rejoice in you. Lord, revive us again, that we may rejoice in you. Lord, revive us, revive our ministry again, that the ministry, oh God, the people in the ministry may rejoice in you. Oh God, revive, revive. Let there be a sweeping revival, oh God, in our ministry, oh God. Let the revival start from our hearts, oh God, that we may rejoice in you. Revive our lives in the name of Jesus, that we may rejoice in thee. Revive our children's lives. Revive our grandchildren's lives. Revive our spouses' lives. That all of us may rejoice in you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Prayer number 12, pray and say, oh, Holy Spirit, strengthen me with might in my spirit and restore me to my first love for the Lord in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, strengthen me with all your might in my spirit and restore my first love for the Lord. Restore my first love for the Lord. Strengthen me with might in my spirit in the name of Jesus. Strengthen me with might in my spirit and restore me to my first love in the name of Jesus. Restore me to my first love for the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn thou unto us, O Lord, and we shall return. Renew our days as of old. Oh, turn thou us, O Lord. Turn thou us unto thee, O Lord. and we shall be turned. Renew our days as of old. Lamentations 5:21. Prayer point number 13. We ask the Holy Spirit to help us to serve God. To serve God to the end of our field. To hold and keep us from falling in the name of Jesus. Oh, we ask the Holy Spirit to help us to serve the Lord to the end of our field and to hold and keep us from falling. According to Jude 1:24, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, oh, and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Oh, now unto him, the Holy Spirit, help us, Holy Spirit, falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory, the presence of the glory of God, with exceeding joy, in Jesus' name. Prayer point number 14, Holy Spirit, help or give us your inner strength. We need that inner strength in the name of Jesus. We need your inner strength. Oh, and when we come through difficulties and trials and different things that we face, Lord, Holy Ghost, we need your inner strength. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Will thou not deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? Father God, give us your inner strength in the name of Jesus. Let us continue in prayer. Hallelujah. Ramasandaria koreamase. Uriya kaya mosotoria karamase tereka. Uriya kaya nekoye mokoye nekaramasandaria. Oh, yekuya nakaya masandiri ya kuriya mase. Kuriya mosoteri ya kuru masandiri ya kuru maseteri ya ku. Holy Spirit, strengthen me. Strengthen us that will never give us, that will never deny the faith, even when we face death and persecution. We will stand boldly and firmly and profess the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, God, Holy Spirit, strengthen us. Let us never give up, always depending on the Holy Spirit. Give us, Holy Spirit, we have testimonies. Hallelujah. Oh, because of you, Holy Ghost. Revelations 12:11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. Oh, yes, Lord. We pray also ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to us the power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Release your power, Holy Ghost. Your power, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. You give us power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt us, according to Luke 10:19. Behold, Jesus said, I give you power. That power comes from the Holy Spirit. The dread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt us in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Release your power, oh Holy Ghost. Let us walk in your power, the threat of serpents and scorpions, over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. In the name of Jesus, fill us with boldness, Holy Spirit. Let us always take a stand for the Lord in the name of Jesus. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Father God, only the Holy Spirit can do that. Our boldness, that when they look at us, they can tell that we've been with Jesus. Let his light shine in and through us, Holy Ghost, that light of his love, that light of his power, that light of his glory, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that others will see and know that we have been with Christ. Oh, Holy Spirit, the light of your glory. The light of your glory. Oh, let us worship in your spirit, Holy Spirit. Teach us how to worship in spirit and in truth. Teach us how to praise and pray like Paul and Silas did. And there was an earthquake and shackles were, the prison doors were opened. Oh, because of the power in our prayers. Only you can do it. Teach us how to pray, Holy Ghost. Pray, Holy Ghost. Teach us how to pray and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, quicken us for more of God's life, for daily walk and victory in the name of Jesus. Let us never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened us. Psalm 119, verse 93. Oh, Holy Spirit, quicken our physical body with the life of God, so that we can live and walk like Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray for transformation, oh God. In the name of Jesus, transformation, oh God. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Romans 8:11. We ask the Holy Spirit to renew our vision and guidance, O God, in the place of service in the name of Jesus. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16, verse 11. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you for everything. We depend on you for life. You are our lifeline. Holy Spirit, we thank you. We wait on you. Holy Master, you give us our meat in due season, according to Psalm 145, verse 15. Holy Spirit, intercede for us in every situation. Intercede for us in our families. Holy Ghost, we need your divine intercession in this ministry. You know the needs of everyone here this morning. You know the needs of those that will listen at another time. But Holy Spirit, we ask you right now to intercede, Holy Ghost. Intercede for those that are here this morning. Intercede for those that will come at another time to listen to this broadcast. Intercede for me, Holy Ghost. Intercede, Holy Spirit. Intercede for my husband, Holy Spirit. Intercede for this ministry, Holy Spirit. We need your divine intercession. Holy Spirit, intercede for our children. Intercede for Tina. Intercede, Holy Spirit, for Tina. Intercede for Mandekai. Holy Spirit, intercede for Al, Holy Ghost. Intercede, touch his heart, bring him back to Christ. Intercede for Al. Intercede, Holy Spirit, for Kamari. Intercede, Holy Spirit, for CJ. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, intercede for Ricky, Holy Spirit. Intercede for his son, Makari. Holy Spirit, move upon the face of the waters of Ricky's life. Let there be light. Move upon the face of the waters of Makari's life. Let there be light. Move upon the face of the waters of Tina's life. Let there be light. Holy Spirit, move upon the face of the waters of Mandeka's life. Let there be light. Holy Spirit, move upon the face of the waters of Al's life. Let there be light. Move upon the face of the waters of Kamari's life. Let there be light. Move upon the face of the waters of CJ's life. Let there be light. Holy Ghost, move upon the face of Crystal's life. Let there be light. Let your light shine. Holy Ghost, move upon the face of Crystal's life. Let there be light. Move upon the face of Ricky's life. Let there be light. Move upon the face of Christian Michael's life. Let there be light. Move upon the face of Joshua's life. Let there be light. Move upon the face of Zechariah's life. Let there be light. Move upon the face of our I Am minister's life. Oh, the wonders of our I Am minister. Let there be light. Let your light so shine that others may see and glorify your name. Move upon the face of Apostle Irving's life. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. Move upon the face of our family's life. Let there be light. Holy Ghost, intercede for us. Holy Spirit, teach us, guide us, lead us, Holy Spirit. Teach us how to obey. Teach us how to walk in love. Teach us how to walk in obedience. Holy Spirit, give us holy boldness. Holy Spirit, depending on you. We thank you, Spirit of the living God. Move upon the face of the waters of my life. Let there be light. Move upon the face of the waters of my life. Let there be light. Holy Spirit, shield us with your favor. Holy Spirit, help us in Jesus' holy name. Crew and the worship team, we pray, O God, that you will move upon the face, O God, of Ivy, his wife, and his children's lives, the waters of their life, and let there be light. Let their worship bring breakthrough. O God, let there be an open portal to heaven. The crew, O God, every individual, O God, oh, move upon the face of each and every one of their lives and let there be light. Move upon the face of their city, oh God, let there be light. Let there be a portal, oh God, an open heaven, oh God. Let the holy angels descend and ascend, oh God. Let salvation come to that city in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare open portal of heaven over that city in the name of Jesus. Oh God, their worship, Boria Masanderiako, Yakuya Masanderiako. Let the people in that city, oh God, hunger and thirst after your righteousness and be filled. Let salvation come to the city, oh God, in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. Uriya Sanderiako, let where I am, oh God, hallelujah. Let this be an open heaven, let this be a portal for divine visitation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, move in every part of this home. Let there be light, let there be light, let there be light. Horia karama sanderia kuruma setere kaya sade. Horia masanderia kuria masetere kum. Let the light of your love, the light of your glory, the light of your love, the light of your glory. Horia masetere kuye makaya setere kurumosin. Iya kuye mo kuye na sanderia kuye. Horia kuye. Uriya masandiriya kuye makaya nesediriya ku. Iya kuye makaya riya ku. Uriya musiriya kuriya nese. Uye kaya mase yi kuye remoso. Uriya masandiriya kuye makaya sediriya. Hallelujah. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name, we have prayed. Amen. Thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. Surrender your life to the Holy Ghost. You will never, ever fail once you surrender to Him. God bless you.